Amish of the Buddha, Amish of the Dharma, Amish of the Sangha. Recently I did a little series of talks, mostly during our monastic retreat. These talks were on spiritual conversion and its extended benefits in both time and space. Now, there's a Buddhist teaching that embodies this aspect of existence. There's a teaching called the Trikaya, the three bodies of the Buddha. The three bodies of the Buddha are the Dharmakaya, the Sambhogakaya, and the Nirmanakaya. Kaya just means body, but we shouldn't think of these as separate bodies or separate entities, but as three aspects of one reality. Dharmakaya is literally truth body, and it refers to what we call the eternal, the Buddha nature. Nirmanakaya means the appearance or manifestation body, and that refers to our body and mind, and in particular to the body and mind of a Buddha. Then there is Sambhogakaya, and that is usually translated as reward body. The talks that I was doing, this little series of talks that I'm referring to, is really about the more extended and deeper meaning of Sambhogakaya, reward body. So right at the start, I'd like to suggest that we think of it as a little differently from reward. In terms of reward, it means the enlightenment is experienced by and exhibited by someone who realizes the truth. And in particular, the enlightenment that is full enlightenment, as is exhibited by someone who has realized Buddhahood. But let's change the word reward and view it in two other ways. First of all, let's think of it in terms of merit. Change it from reward body to merit body. Now we're talking about something we can all recognize, the benefits of training. We don't have to be a fully realized Buddha, fully enlightened human being, to recognize the benefits of meditating, the benefits of training in the precepts, the benefits of taking refuge in Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha, the benefits of doing the best one can to benefit both self and others in one's daily life. We can see the benefits of this in our own lives when we put it into practice. We can see the benefits in those around us. This is Sambhogakaya. It's not, obviously not separate from the eternal. It's not separate from this body and mind. It's really a kind of bridge between those two concepts of the eternal and of us, our body and mind. How do we find the eternal within ourselves? How do we see it within the world around us? Through the merits of training. So these are again just aspects of one unity. Now what if we replace the word reward and the word merit with another word, conversion? Then we have the truth body, that is the eternal, the appearance body, that is our body and mind, and we have the conversion body. How do we find the eternal right within this body and mind? Through spiritual conversion. How do we exhibit the eternal through this body and mind? In our actions of thought, our actions of speech, our actions of body, through spiritual conversion. In this little series of talks I did, I tried to, as best I could, show something of the really unfathomable extension of the merit of our training into the world around us and into the future. People long to make the world a better place. Really, if one wants to do this, then spiritual conversion is the way to do it. It doesn't make it a fundamentally different place. It makes it a better place in many ways. Now here's a funny thing about this Sambhogakaya. If you try to focus in on it and get real clear on it, the more you focus in, the less there seems to be of it, the less you can find. Enlightened action doesn't leave a wake. Unenlightened action leaves a wake. If you look real hard at the world around you, you can reveal any amount of problems. To have a sense of the extended merit of spiritual conversion and of the profundity of spiritual conversion itself, its deep meaning, one has to look with the eyes of faith, not with the eyes of the intellect, not with the discriminatory mind. Think of neither good nor evil, consider neither right nor wrong. So many times Rev. Master Jiyu said to us, look with the eyes of a Buddha and you will see the heart of a Buddha. When we find ourselves seeing only the dirt and corruption, the problems, the evils in the world around us, we need to withdraw within, reflect upon ourselves in meditation, and allow the eternal to cleanse our spiritual eyes, to purify our heart, so that we see beneath the shallow surface appearances to the deep, unshakable, immovable goodness with a capital G that lies at the heart of existence. The merits of our training expose this goodness in the world around us. They help beings see it now and in the future.
To all.